As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be.
Oh man, it's 8 o'clock.
And so that'll make it a.
I don't need the spotlight. I shine just fine.
Hi, I'm Karma. And yes, I am a bitch.
Brav Bros.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Brav Bros, your favorite podcast from the bros for everybody, for whoever wants to listen. I am your co-host, Steel Russell, joined as always by the one and only Boot Scoot Magoots. What's up, dude?
Just more sadness.
Yeah.
Welcome to Philadelphia sports.
Yeah, what's new?
Yeah, this is just what we get all the time. I don't know why we even care.
It's like, and then, you know what bothers me, and it shouldn't, because it's people being nice, and they're just trying to relate. But our friends do it in the group chat, like our video game group chat, because a lot of them are like from Kansas City. And then some of our listeners do it. They send us DMs. They're like, well, at least you're not X, Y, or Z town, because our team sucks all the time. Here's the difference, okay? And this is what being a Philly sports fan, why it's so objectively miserable. We are always, always almost good enough, which I would say is worse than knowing you suck and watching your team suck. We are so close all the time, and then we fucking blow it.
Well, they found a new way to blow it last night.
Yeah, that was
brand new.
Which part? Are we talking about Maxey giving the ball up at the end of the game?
That was a foul.
It was a foul, but are we talking, like, what? How do you want to, how? Because we gave it up multiple different ways.
Actually, the thing that like sticks out to me the most is Brunson making a three that hit off the rim that jumped straight in the air and then went in.
They were making every yeah. shot.
And then Dante DiVincenzo gets to make a shot. Like, that doesn't make any sense. He's not a three-point shooter.
He drained it.
Drained it.
Drained it in crunch time.
Like, he's been doing it forever.
And then he flexed when he walked away, and I got so mad.
I know.
I just...
Look, it's just further proof that Villanova is not a Philly sports town.
No.
Like, it's just a stop. With that shit.
Yeah. Nova,
they don't,
no.
They don't get, like, parades down Broad Street. No.
No.
No. All your team went to the rival team.
You know what we call Villanova around here? Villanofun.
Do we?
Yeah.
Okay. We do now.
We do now.
Certainly do now. I'm in on it.
So, yeah, that's the vibes around here. A little low. It's only, you know, we still got game three coming up on Thursday. At home,
it sets up for such a bad scenario for me specifically, because I'm just going to get drunk on a Thursday now. It's not happy drunk.
Somebody has to.
I know. I know. The good thing is I work from home on Friday, so it's not really that big of a deal, but no. We'll be okay.
Are we going to the corner for that?
Yeah, we're going to
the
corner.
I think we have to. We got to change the vibe up. We got to do something for this team, because they're not helping themselves.
Sorry, we're here to talk about Summer House Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, we are here to...
Totally forgot what we were doing.
Well, we have to vent because it's upsetting. It just makes me sad. I don't, because you know me, I don't like, despite me having notebook tosses when watching Bravo.
Yeah.
When I'm watching sports, I don't get like wildly angry. I just get like sad. I get sad. And now I'm sad. But this will cheer me up. It tends to right the ship, as they say, when we sit down to record. So look, here's to game three. Who knows what's going to happen?
Look, I mean, the series doesn't start until the away team wins a game. So,
yeah.
That applies to baseball and basketball, actually.
Sure. Yeah. Let's talk about Bravo now.
Let's talk about some
Bravo. I
need
to move on from the Sixers. Uh-huh. We're doing Martha's Vineyard today, which this episode was not a whole lot happened, but I still enjoy watching this show.
It's just a fun watch.
Yeah, it's been a good season. And again, I think the biggest thing that I keep hammering home when we talk about this show is because they're all newer and they're all fresh to reality TV for the most part, you're getting a lot of authentic moments. You're not getting a whole lot of forced production. You're not getting a lot of forced drama. And everybody on this show is genuinely, they're seemingly like good people.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that part because when you see them come to blows verbally, but when they're going back and forth with each other, they are more emotionally in touch with themselves.
Yeah, that's something that we pointed out last year when, you know, a lot of the people that are listening to this episode didn't even watch. We're OGs, so you can never take that away from us.
Yeah.
First and foremost. But we did point that out a lot last year where, you know, even to a point where we're like, all right, you have to let the drama ensue. You have to get mad at each other. You can't always just be in tune with each other's feelings all the time. They found a better common ground this year where things do blow up and things do get a little heated. And you're able to pretty much have, you know, a sit-down apology. And, you know, in Bria's case, maybe not, because everybody already knows that Bria's annoying.
Yeah.
We know it. They know it. So, you know, you're never going to accept the fact that she's not annoying. But you're able to sit down and at least let things go for the time being. And it never gets to the point where things are boiling over and things are boiling over. And it's really important for a show like this, too, because they're there for, what, 6 weeks straight? 5 weeks straight?
No. So they're there for 15 days.
What the fuck?
Yeah, 6 weeks, dude.
You know what? No, I know what I was doing. I know what I was doing. I was doing it for the episode count. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I was like, wait a minute. No, there's episodes.
It
no.
literally said day 8 of 15.
I know. I don't even pay attention to that.
Clearly.
I know. I don't even see it anymore.
Which is weird considering you read subtitles for every show you watch.
I do.
But you don't read the pre-written things.
Well, subtitles actually, and I've gotten to the point in my life where subtitles are necessary when they're needed. So, like, I don't read them the whole time.
What the fuck did you just... Oh.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, I see what you're saying. See? You watch the screen, and then sometimes you check in.
When, like, there's five different people talking, and you need to hear what's going on behind. You know, obviously, there's the forefront. You need to know what's going on behind. You start reading the subtitles. I don't read them the entire time. I can hear. I'm not deaf.
Nice. Good for you.
Yeah.
Do you know what pisses me off with subtitles?
What's that?
When you have the subtitles turned on, but Bravo inserts their own subtitles, then you can't read the subtitles because it's a subtitle over a subtitle. Yeah.
That's closed captioning, though. So subtitles only pop up when they need, like, whatever. I don't want you to get into the semantics of this, but...
No. Actually, seriously, and I'm so sorry to our listeners. We're going to talk about the show in a sec. Can you... I've always...
Yeah, so no. If you turn on... So for Peacock specifically...
What's the difference between closed captioning and subtitles?
Closed captioning will show you every noise that's made or like music is playing and every verbal like dialogue that's going on. So regardless of what's going on, it'll show you everything.
But subtitles are just...
Subtitles are just what is necessary for the most part. So like you're going to hear all, like all the dialogue gets turned into a subtitle. And then in your case where Bravo puts something up there, it doesn't show the subtitle because it's already there. It's not redundant.
Oh, yeah. I've always been curious. I've never taken the time to learn.
Yep.
Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, that clears up a lot for me. I'm probably still just going to click closed captioning.
Probably, yeah.
But regardless, that makes me feel better.
I'm happy you feel better.
Yeah, me too. But we've been rambling long enough, so let's dive into this week's episode. And we start out at dinner, and as we know, the way that we left it last week, Jasmine and Bria were getting into it a little bit at the table because Jasmine is inviting her friend Mariah to the house. Mariah and Bria had shit in the past, so she wasn't cool with that. So Jasmine's still upset, but even while they're like trying to navigate this, that's what I'm talking about as far as like emotional intelligence, because they're both like, I hear you, like I get it, I know your feelings are valid, but...
Well, that's I feel like that's where somebody like Preston comes in nice and strong for us.
Which I was glad.
Where he's just like, no, Bria, like shut up, you're being annoying.
Yes.
Stop doing this, just stop talking, stop screaming, I'm doing this at a normal volume level, you're not, everybody's on Jasmine's side for the most part because they understand what you're doing. You want your way all the time and you're not going to get it. And again, we're only here for 15 days. I need to hammer that home in my own brain. So 15, just let me do
15.
It. 15 days. It's not that big of a deal because guess what? When your boyfriend comes over from Germany, we're all going to welcome him with open arms, even though last year it got annoying with you yelling at him for being in a hot tub. Now, obviously, you shouldn't have been in the hot tub to begin with.
Shouldn't have been in the hot tub to begin with,
but you still brought your relationship drama to the rest of the house. But we're gonna welcome him with open arms. So you need to be okay with other people coming and be able to shut things off when you have to.
Yeah, and I think that... Preston, I think you said it perfectly. In that moment, it's like, no, this is time for some shit to pop off. Just somebody go off. And Preston steps in perfectly. And he even brings it further and says, well, if you'd asked Phil to come to the house and everybody was okay with it and I wasn't, like, would you still bring him to the house?
Yeah.
She's like, no, no, I wouldn't do this. Like, yeah, you probably
would. If Phil comes to the house, he has to, like, get a porta potty for himself, though, right?
I think, and we're going to talk about that.
He can't poop in the toilet
later. Absolutely not. It's like a tour bus rule. Like, when we're taking the bus when I was playing baseball, do not poop on the bus. And you know the only person?
You have to.
You tell the driver and you pull over. I'm not, when I tell you, especially if it's like a 7 to 10 day road trip, they don't clean out the bathroom until the end of the trip.
Hey, let's get our minor leaguers paid a little more, huh?
They are starting to get paid better.
Let's get them better buses, huh?
It's not even, I think it's just a bus rule in general.
Better bus maintenance, huh?
Sure. Yeah, I'm here to advocate for anything.
Come on, let me just advocate.
Yeah, anything that they need, give it to them. But yeah, the only person that ever broke that rule was my manager in A-ball, who's a dickhead. And he went back there and tried to do like a quick poop. like, to make sure like nobody knew he pooped. And he like walked out of the bathroom and like made a joke about like, oh yeah, when I was peeing, like it got all over the toilet, ha ha. And as soon as he got like 5 feet away, I was like, he just took a shit. And everybody in there was like, yeah, he 100% did. And then he was first one in the bucket at Kangaroo Court.
I know what kangaroo court is.
But regardless, we're talking about poop again.
It all comes back to poop.
It always, man. Maybe we need to try to not talk about that for a while.
We haven't. This is the first time we talked about poop in a little while.
Nuh-uh.
We had like a 3 week stretch where almost every episode had poop in it.
I'm pretty sure the last three episodes have had some sort of talk about bathroom talk in it.
Well, like Carl going into the bathroom to say that he wants to have sex with Lindsay's butt is not poop talk necessarily.
I want to have sex with
poop adjacent.
That still makes me uncomfortable. That's such a weird line. But anyway, Preston's fed up and he's like, you know what? You're a brat. We all know it. Everyone knows that you're fake. Like, we're all on the same page when it comes to you. Nobody's scared of you. This is what you do. You don't get your way. You throw a fit. You say that nobody respects your feelings. And she's saying, she kept repeating it over and over again. She's like, I'm pushing my feelings to the side for everybody else here or something along those lines. It's like, no, you're not. And especially in this house where everyone's pretty open to discussing feelings and being conscientious to your feelings. Like, yeah, obviously shit pops off. But I don't feel like this is a group in which that applies. And everyone's on, like, we've watched this show for 2 years. Bria's annoying. That's what she is. Everyone in the house knows it. Everybody watching knows it. And when she doesn't get her way, she freaks out and starts yelling at everybody. And somehow it's their fault.
Yeah.
They all drive home and Preston's kind of reiterating everything that he was saying prior. But you get a conversation between Jasmine and Shanice. And for those of you that don't remember or don't know, last year when Shanice got to the house, there was a rumor out there that she had been stalking her ex-boyfriend. And it came this whole issue because somebody in the house Googled her. It's the first thing that pops up on Google.
Yeah, it was Alex, yeah.
It was Alex?
Yeah.
I think it was, too.
I don't have any issues with the fact that he did that, though, because when you really break it down, and look, anybody can find out what Shanice is going through. She even talks about it a little bit in this episode where she talks about having to take out a loan because she's broke and she needs to pay her lawyer fees and all this going on. If you're spending time with someone in a house and you have any sort of knowledge about them going through a lawsuit, you're going to look it up. There's nothing wrong with that. You're going to want to find out what the fuck is going on, especially if, and this is how I imagine it broke down, Alex is telling somebody else, he's telling one of his friends, oh yeah, this is who's going to be there. Show a couple of pictures, look them up. Like, people are Googling who each other are if you don't know somebody specifically. And I know a lot of people in this house do have prior knowledge and they have been friends or whatever it might be. So they do know a little bit. But yeah, if something like that pops up, you're going to be like, what the fuck's going on here?
I agree. The only issue I have with it is you're now bringing it to national TV. So now everybody's going to see that. So whereas before, it's like if you meet her.
It's national TV in like a reality stage. I'm fine with it.
Well, I don't know.
Don't be on the show if you've got that going on and you don't want it to come out.
Just understand that it's going to come out, I guess.
It's going to come out. I mean, look, it's Bravo. People are on Reddit threads. People are on Instagram. They're going to find it out regardless.
Yeah, even if they didn't bring it up, somebody was going to. But Jasmine and Shanice are talking, and Jasmine apologizes for bringing any extra stress to the issue, especially after finding out everything that Shanice went through. You know, she was fired. I don't know if she was fired as a result of this. I don't think so. I think she was just also fired, and then she got to pay her lawyer $5,000, and she got to take out loans and this and that. So it was a lot. But she seems to be, I don't know, is she in a better place? Because, like, there's times I'm like, oh, she seems to be cool. Then she has, like, a moment where she's not. And things don't seem
great.
Could
just be who she is. You know, maybe she's just kind of a little up and down. But I think there's probably a sense of, I don't know, relief even. Because if you're coming into the house with that sort of knowledge of what you're going through, you're going to be all over the place emotionally.
Sure.
Because your mind is obviously going to be drawn towards that. So at least everybody knows what's going on now. So if you do get a little erratic, they know why, and it's not because of them.
No, I agree with that. And I also think that it's got to be somewhat freeing to know that everyone in the house knows, but not, like, they don't believe it.
Yeah.
They believe you, Shanice, that, you know, this was not her fault. And it also went to court, by the way, and all the charges were dismissed because they couldn't find any evidence of stalking. And then her ex came back at her with, like, he's suing her for money now. So clearly he had a motive in all this. But I'm imagining that it's probably a good feeling to know that she's supported by the other people now.
Right.
But when they get home, Bria's hammered. And when she's drunk is when she tends to go on her warpath or whatever. and she's going upstairs because Milo's barking, and Nick's like, he's crying for you. Not what she hears.
Nope.
She hears something along the lines of, you're a hoe.
Yeah.
And sends her upstairs. And it's even funnier because she didn't make that up, that she had heard that. That's not what he said. But her response to it was like, call me a hoe, call me this, call me that. I don't care.
What she heard, yeah.
But I was so confused when she said that initially. And then she backpedals later and was like, no, that's what I heard. It's like, yeah. Oh, that makes more
you
sense.
You can kind of hear it too, because Milo, ho, like, it kind of sounds similar. And she's already on her warpath. She's already seeing red. And now she's got Milo barking upstairs doing God knows what. We know what Milo's doing up there.
Milo.
Which is so funny that there's a camera in there. And it's just like, here's what the dog's doing while you're not there. Ripping everything to shreds.
Also, dogs getting into makeup is dangerous. They make that shit with a lot of chemicals. Hey. Pay attention.
On the power ranking scale of what's dangerous to dogs, kebabs, makeup.
Makeup's high up there.
Makeup's high up there.
Makeup.
Makeup, sleeping pills. Why are we learning so much about what dogs can and can't?
Because nobody trains their dogs on these shows. That's why. We're back to this. This is a trope from like the early days.
I know. This is, yeah.
Yeah. Fucking train your dogs better. And Milo seems like he's a pretty chill dog for the most part.
He can go to the club, bro.
Don't. We're going to talk about
that. You know how many clubs he's been to?
He's been to clubs in Europe, Spain, Portugal, blah, 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 blah.
Europe, Spain, Portugal?
I was saying Europe, the whole, and then I was going...
Sub.
Yeah, smaller part. I understand that Spain and Portugal are both in Europe.
You just got back from there.
I got back from Italy, not
Europe.
Spain and Portugal.
Europe.
I know. See what I'm doing?
Nope.
Cool. Now I need to ask you something. Have you ever had sleep support?
No, I don't... I thought that was a really funny moment, though, because Bria, we've seen her in the past, just continue to go after people when she gets in that sort of mood. And you know what? Maybe this is just how Bria is, and she was actually more susceptible to joking and laughing about things after she's the asshole. And she tried to do that last year, and people are like, no, like you just came after us. Now they know her a little bit more, so they're like, all right, whatever, who cares? Let's just let Bria be happy because we don't feel like dealing with her anymore because she's really annoying, and that's kind of where we are now. So when she comes back down and she starts talking about the sleep support system, Nick is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
So was Alex.
Alex walks in, what the hell? That sounds like some freaky shit. It does. And I get it if it's like your partner. And I think girls do it because girls will sleep in each other's beds,
mm-hmm.
and like that's normal.
Yeah, but I'm not.
We see that on the other summer house all the time. Yeah, no, guys, never.
No, like,
there's no sleep support system with dudes.
Mm-mm.
It's called a body pillow, or you make your own body pillow with a couple of pillows.
Okay,
you know what I'm talking about? You know, sometimes you just need to hug on to something at night.
Yeah, no, that I get that, but I've never like doubled up with the body pillow. But, like I've used a body pillow.
You put one between your legs and then you hold.
No, I get the process. Yeah. Thank you for that. For mansplaining
painting a
that
picture.
To me.
Yeah. But
my whole thing with it, genuinely, I'm asking. Was that completely platonic?
Yeah.
Or was she...
1,000%.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I caught a vibe.
Mm.
Caught a little vibe.
Look.
Simon's
been
gone
did,
for a while.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I mean, that could be what it is. I don't think that there's any sort of vibe towards, like, a sexual nature. I think it just might be that Bria is sad sleeping alone.
I think that's part of it. But here's my...
I don't think any of the girls want to sleep in Bria's bed either.
Let me frame this scene for you.
Frame it up.
Okay. Let's say Alex, because Nick has a girlfriend, even though I don't think Nick really cares that he has a girlfriend. But regardless, let's say Alex, the single one, says, all right, yeah, no problem. I'll come and snuggle with you until you fall asleep. You're telling me there's not a world in which they're laying there. Maybe they feel a little something. Maybe somebody turns their head to the other one. There's a little smooch and something happens, especially when they both.
Yeah,
oh, no, I guess Alex hasn't been drinking, but she's been drinking.
Yeah.
I'm just saying there is a that. I don't know.
I think it was just an innocuous little comment. I don't think there was anything meant by it.
Not a big vibe.
Just a vibe.
Like, you know, just kind of, what's it? Little breadcrumbs. Just maybe someone will bite. I don't know if I want to do anything, but I want the option to potentially do something. Okay. That's it.
All right.
That's
Well, Amir can't do that. His girlfriend will cut his balls off.
Oh, my God. We get to talk about their FaceTime later, which, woof. But... The next morning, we get Bria and Shanice talking, and at the dinner table before, when all that shit came up about Google and her stalking, she said, you know, I hate you, my family hates you, my mother hates you, my dad hates you, my great-grandmother who's dead hates you, like, everybody hates you, Alex, in my family. Bria asks her, like, do you still hate him? She says, no, I was just heated in the moment, whatever, but they seem like they're okay, and I feel like we're working through in this group a lot of the growing pains of last year, in which things are going to happen and stick. But because they were new last year, they didn't go back and like, all right, let's settle this. And I feel like this year we're getting a lot of moments where it's like, hey, remember this? Let's move on from this. But we need to talk about it one more time.
It's less of like a rehash, more of a resolve, which is better.
Yeah, which I am appreciating.
Yeah.
And Jasmine says that Mariah is going to stay somewhere else. She's still coming to the festivities. So there we see a little bit of a compromise. Bria's okay with that. That's where you get the more mature group here where they will make compromises. They're not going to, which somebody in the house needs to. Not be that person.
And yeah,
maybe we need Preston. I don't know, but someone needs to just invite people without asking.
I just need them to have the ability to do that, but not choose to do it all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what we need, because at the end of the day, there are a lot of dumb little, like, minuscule arguments that happen that should not be carried over to the next day or the day after that and then drag on the entire goddamn season. We need people to realize what the big things are and fight about that.
Yeah.
Not immediately sit down and talk about your feelings, because I'll tell you one thing. I appreciate what they're doing. I think that's nice. I think that I could see a lot of friends in that group, because those are the type of people you want to surround yourself with. But I don't want to surround myself with those people on reality TV.
You know what
I need to argue?
What I imagine will happen?
What?
Because something's going to give. You know, you can only hang around the same people for 2 weeks straight for so long without shit popping off. My ace in the hole, if you will, Summer's going to blow it up.
I think Summer's definitely going to blow it up, but I think really what we need to see is this whole, the 15-day thing needs to end. We need to do the normal structure of a summer house.
You can't with Martha's Vineyard. It's too hard to get there. That's the whole thing. All right, it's not like an easy bop up and down.
I know, but
4 weeks. Give them 4 weeks.
Yeah, give them more long. Yeah, I mean, obviously that's going to wear them down. I think the whole...
that'll really mentally break them.
Yeah, especially if the boys are all staying in their bunk beds for that long. Yeah, that's going to absolutely destroy them. No, but I think that what it comes down to is we see Summer House, like, things don't get resolved because they're there for a couple of days and then they go back to New York and you let things fester and then you see them again. You're not talking to them during the week because you're saving it for camera. That makes a lot of sense. Here it's like, all right, we're here for 15 days. We need to be able to get through this. So these little things shouldn't be able to affect us, because otherwise it's just going to build and build and build and we're going to blow up at each other. That's actually what I want to see.
Yeah, a little bit.
That's exactly what I want to see.
Yeah,
so don't be so quick to turn things down, because when things do build up like that, especially between two people, we're going to have a big blow up and then people are going to have to choose sides. And that's really what, like, the cornerstone for reality TV is. And I think that they don't really give that an opportunity because they're so conscientious of, all right, we need to be able to live together for 15 days and there's no reprieve and you can't go anywhere.
Right.
Whereas Summer House, you go back to New York and you talk it over with your friends and you realize, oh no, the other person's wrong, and you come back with a new rejuvenated energy to go after that person.
Yeah, fresh ammo.
Yeah. So I think that's something more that we need. So maybe somewhere in between what you and I just did, where we do, you know, a couple of weekends here, a couple of weekends there, or you move locations. Look, I'm not sold on Martha's Vineyard. I think it's beautiful up there, but if you can't get a better structure for a TV show, then you might have to move it somewhere else.
There's no way they can't figure out a way to stay in Martha's Vineyard and do their thing there. It's interesting. I just thought of this. It's like they have it set up, and I don't know if that's because they were just wanted to fuck with the format a little bit and see if this would work over this.
They just threw it at the wall just to see what it would look like.
It's like a winter house setup,
yeah,
a summer house show.
Yeah.
Because it's the 2 weeks, same people, nobody's in and out. They stay there. So I think you need to find that middle ground between like a summer house and a winter house. And like, how do you make, is it 2 weeks on, week off, come back for 2 weeks?
Could be.
Something, I don't know. We'll see. But I do, the point being, I do want there to be those moments where it's like, no, I'm not letting this go.
I think they're going to have to mess with the formula if, assuming they get a third season, because people are actually starting to watch it now.
They are.
So they're going to get a third season. So that's enough, I feel like, for the people on this show to say, like, this is part of my job now. Like, yeah, I'm not taking 2 weeks off to go up and do this. Or if you're Silas, you're still working the entire time and making your wife do things for you. He caught a stray. I don't care. You're going to be able to look at it like, all right, this could be, you know, part of my career where I'm going to do this all the time. And then I can do side ventures and I don't have to do my 9-to-5 career all the time. And I can take some time off to do this. So I think that getting a third season is going to be huge for them. They're going to be able to change it a little bit.
Well, they'll be making more money if there's a third season. Yeah. I agree. They'll have a little bit more freedom to, like you said, make this more of a full-time thing. So I'm curious. This is going to be an interesting show to watch grow because it is different. The format's different than other shows that are out there other than like a Winter House, but Winter House stinks.
Yeah, let's this not show's talk great. About Winter House.
So I was just comparing it, saying this show is good, Winter House sucks.
I don't even want to hear it.
Winter House.
No.
Winter's coming.
That shit's canceled forever.
Yeah.
No.
Never done. Say forever. That's the Justin Bieber song, right? Never say forever.
Forever.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a big Bieber fan. But we get the crew playing basketball. And who did you have being good when I looked at the group beforehand? Shanice played hoops in college.
Yep. Immediately turned her ankle.
Yeah, she turned. Look, getting older, shit happens. Body doesn't move the same way it used to. Alex was a varsity first team honorable mention.
I'll tell you what I had. I had Alex being really good.
Yeah.
I had Shanice being really good. I had Amir as that type of guy that never really played basketball, but he played with his friends, and he probably played growing up. And he was the type of guy that just ran down to the block and just got rebounds the whole time. He can't really shoot, and he has no finesse.
Yeah. That
was my breakdown of what I thought, and that was exactly what happened.
I thought Nick was going to be better.
No, I didn't. No, 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 no.
Do you know what I love?
What?
And I want to start using it? Because Nick said it, then Alex says it later about the rodeo. When you're not into something, when it's not your thing,
yeah,
that's not my ministry. I think that's awesome.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know. I love that. That's a great phrase.
You're gonna start doing it?
I'm going to try.
I'll support you.
I don't know if I'm cool enough, but I'll try.
I'll support you.
Because Nick goes to his confessional. He's like, this is not my ministry. I'm not a basketball player. Never claimed to be a basketball player. But they play. It's really funny because pretty much the majority has some kind of injury afterwards. Nobody's feeling great post-game. But we get a conversation between Preston and Bria, and they clear things up. But I like the way they cleared it up because Preston doesn't back down. He's like, look, you're a brat. I love you. You're like my little sister, but you are a brat. And Bria's like, yeah, that's true. So I'm glad that we're not seeing just fully smoothed over things where it's like, no, I didn't mean that. Oh, I didn't mean it either. Oh, let's hug. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
We're getting a little bit more, I don't know what the word is, but you know what I'm trying to say. They're starting to evolve a little bit. I think they're starting to learn the game, which is fun.
Yeah, and I don't know where, I don't know if I'll ever really get to a point where I like Bria, but I can definitely get to a point where I don't dislike her completely.
I think that's the goal.
And I think that's really the goal because as far as people go in the house, yeah, it's only a season and a half in. I don't really dislike anybody that much.
Anybody.
I don't hate anybody. I don't like groan when people get on the screen like we did last year where Silas was there. Everybody's just, you know, there's our favorites and then everybody else is just likable in some sort of sense. So I think if you get to a point where Preston can call out Bria when she's being a brat, when she's being really annoying to the rest of the house, that's going to help everybody because Bria will, at least during this conversation, we saw it, she will back down and she'll say, yeah, all right, maybe I am being a little bit of a brat. And then she'll just go remove herself. Because last year she went and ran to her room and cried with her dog every time.
Called her mom, right?
And called her mom. And yeah, and it was just like tough to watch. And then Simon got there and it got even worse. So if we can get to a point where somebody can call out Bria when she's doing that and she stops, then she'll be more likable.
Yeah. And I am thrilled for Simon to get there.
Yeah.
Because Simon cracks me up every time he's on TV. He's just such a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
What does he do?
No idea.
I need to know what he does. He's so interesting, but whatever.
Hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's DANA, on your podcast app.
Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples. Now, you know me, I'm complaining about my allergies almost every episode.
Yeah, it's really annoying.
Does it get annoying?
It gets a little annoying. I get it. We get it. You have allergies.
Yeah, I know. And it's a tough time of year. Everybody's got allergies, though. And people come to me because they know that I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to allergies. They come to me during the peak seasons. They're like, Shooter, what are you doing? How do you do things differently? And a lot of times, I don't have an answer. But now I do because Astapro gave us free samples, and anytime that my nasal allergies flare up, I always go in, grab the Astapro, take a little bit, and I feel great. I do a couple of squirts up my nose, and suddenly, within a couple of minutes, I'm feeling a lot better. It gets me right back into the game, and that's where I direct all my friends to come to me because I don't always have the answers, but I can direct them to the right places, of course, and that's all you really want as a friend, you know? Go to AstaproAllergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. ASTEPRO allergy.com. Ask the pro and go. Use as directed for relief and nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Get the night out, and they get to the door. Bria's got her dog with her, and they're like, yeah, no. No, the dog can't come into the nightclub, because that's weird. I have never, ever seen a dog in a nightclub.
I've seen dogs at bars, like, during the day, but I don't even think I've seen a dog at night at the bar.
Yeah, no, I've seen dogs at, like, a bar.
Yeah.
I'm talking about a nightclub.
A straight-up nightclub? No, never.
No, because they shouldn't be there. You shouldn't have your dog there. But since she can't go into the club, she just chills in the car, which I thought was actually pretty nice of her to not be like, take me home. She's like, no, I'll just kick it with Milo, FaceTime Simon. So we get to check in with Simon. He flew in, so he's waiting for her at her apartment. Or I guess he's coming.
He's probably coming from there.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But they've been apart for a month. And I wonder if this is true, because she's like, you know, being away from me gives him a ton of anxiety, because he has no friends. I was like, is he anxious when you're gone, or is he chilling when
you're funny
gone?
When she said, like, how do you feel getting to the apartment and nobody's there? Do you feel relaxed? And he's like, yeah, I feel pretty relaxed here. It's like, yeah, because there's no one there.
Well,
you and Milo aren't there.
He says, there's still a little bit of your energy here, so I'm not, like, fully relaxed.
It's just like, yeah, your energy's still here. It's kind of making me a little anxious.
A little stressful.
Yeah, maybe you make him anxious.
Yeah, but being apart from her makes him anxious. I don't know.
Sure.
I don't know. Just get Simon back to the house, for the love of God. But you get a quick clip of Noelle and Shanice. They're on the DL, so they're both at home because Shanice rolled the ankle and Noelle just puked after the game or during the game. I think she was a little hungover, a little dehydrated.
Yeah.
Had to recover. Recovery is important, especially in sports. So they're at home recovering, but we get everybody back to the house. It was a fun night out, I guess. We didn't really get cameras in there.
No, we got nothing.
But we're doing a rodeo day. I was psyched. I was like, hell yeah. Love a good rodeo day. Wasn't what I wanted it to be.
No, I wanted so much more.
Me too. I wanted, you know, the mechanical bull. I wanted some other shit. But hey, regardless, I need to talk about Preston's briefs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want to talk
about? Never seen anything
for?
Like that.
No?
No. No, I have. Hey, teach their own. Not shaming anybody.
No.
Just was curious.
Well, they look good.
Hey, looks great. I'm not shaming the briefs. I've just never seen briefs like that. And my real question, genuinely, the only question I have about them is, are those comfortable?
Probably not.
They don't look.
Nah, they're definitely like fashion over function for sure.
Is that what it is? I don't know. Like, I zero problem with the briefs. Just need to know if they're comfortable. And hey, I think we're going to have Preston on the show.
We'll
talked
him.
To him a couple of times. He reached out to us a little while ago, and then somebody commented on one of Candace's posts that we should get Preston on here, and he said he's ready whenever. So we will get Preston on.
Maybe we'll ask him where he got the briefs, and then I'll steal a pair of briefs.
I will try them on
if
we get one of those.
Sure.
And I'll let you know if they're... To me, it looked like a jock strap, which I've worn.
Yeah, but will you let me buy you the pair of briefs?
If you're buying for me as a friend... Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, but no.
You're nice and comfortable.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
Not
what do you mean not anymore?
The way you said okay, no, not anymore.
What do you mean? I just said okay.
You said it like with a little like upturn at the end. Like, okay. Like, I just, that no.
Like, I got a little bricked up?
Yeah, like, which is fine, you know.
Which is also fine.
It's fine, but like.
A lot of fines being thrown around here.
No, it's fine. I just like, yeah, no, I'll buy them.
You know who deserves some fines? Those fucking refs from last night.
Yeah,
anyway.
They do. Fuck those refs. Even the fucking NBA today. We just read the 2-minute report before the show started. They even said, yep, they fucked it up. Nothing's going to happen to them, but they fucked it up. They're fucking corrupt. Brutal. Thank you. What? We were past it.
Saw an opportunity and took it.
Well, Preston tells Bria that he's ready to talk to Phil. As we know, Phil was in the house last year for two episodes.
Two episodes.
One night, two episodes.
Yeah.
And
24 hours.
If you had, this is why you need to watch season one, because within the first episode, shit pops off, literally, because this man poops in someone else's bathroom, which is so disrespectful, and I don't understand why anybody would do that, but Preston agrees to sit down and talk with him, because I guess, I didn't know this, Phil and Bria are friends, so Bria's kind of pushing this, because I'm assuming she wants to bring Phil back. What I gather from this, Phil watched season one, was like, fuck.
I missed out.
I blew it. Because they're going to do well. This show's doing well. And I blew my shot on this show. I think he's trying to get back in the good graces to potentially make a comeback in season 3.
That makes a lot of sense. It is just really funny, though, that we've got Bria wants to bring Phil up, and obviously we've got issues with Phil. Jasmine wants to bring Mariah. There's issues with Jazz or with Mariah. So like, it's just a complete clusterfuck.
Bring them,
which
all.
Is good.
Yes,
that's what we need. These people are getting too comfortable, and they're having no drama.
They're being too nice.
They're being too goddamn nice to each other. They're too in touch with their emotions.
Bring the mayhem.
I want both of them there, and I want Amir to bring his girlfriend up there, and I want to see how fucking crazy she is.
Yeah, let's do all of that at once.
Yes.
Mariah, Phil, and Natalie.
I need it.
Arrive together.
Need a tornado.
That's a great season finale.
It's,
last night
look,
there.
It's
and
very
Simon.
Fun.
And Simon.
And Simon, too.
Boom.
Why not?
That's a great
throw them all in
episode.
There.
Oh, man, I hope that happens. I don't, that's a lot to ask, but that could happen. There is
it
a
looks
world.
Like they might be getting happen? A reunion. So
are they getting a reunion? Oh, good.
Looks like
good. Love that. Hopefully it's a good one.
I
don't know.
So.
I just want this show to do well. I love this show. I want it to do well, but whatever. Him and Phil talk it out. Phil says, you know, I was drunk when I met everybody. I was a piece of shit last year. His words, not mine. He's taking full accountability, whether or not it's fully genuine, because immediately my mind just goes to, he realizes that he like fumbled the bag here and he's trying to get back
yeah,
on the show.
Definitely.
But regardless, he apologizes. Preston says that they're good. So we'll see if Phil, something tells me he'll make it back to the house this year, at least for a weekend or
I
something
think so,
like
yeah.
that. And then I would imagine we might see him next year, but we get to the rodeo. As Alex says, that's not my ministry. Love that line. Jordan. And I remember this from last year now. She was an award-winning equestrian.
Mm-hmm.
So she knows her way around a horse. Amir as well. He grew up in Texas. He's been riding horses. It was either football or horseback riding, and he stuck with horseback riding. That's it. They just trot around
that's
a
it.
Barn on
yep.
horses, and then they do like a rodeo day race, which was just running while holding different objects.
Yep.
Because the one was a sack race, and then they did the run with the horse between their legs, and then
yeah.
they bobbed for apples.
Thing was just kind of thrown together, it seems.
Yeah, it was yeah. it was not.
What do you think of when you think of a rodeo? Well, I think about bobbing for apples, I think about horses, and I think about sack races. Cool, we'll do that.
We'll do those.
Yeah.
None of those.
That's really all it
are.
Was. Yeah. I didn't like it. Was kind of poorly planned. I had high hopes for it.
I did too.
High hopes. And then yeah.
They need to run it back next year and do more.
Do more.
They did more on Summer House in a backyard with Rodeo Day than they did in an actual corral where they could have done a rodeo.
Correct. Maybe
Come
next
on.
Year.
Yeah, here's to hoping. But they get back home. This is where we get this cryptic evening where Jasmine's like, there's a guest coming for dinner, but I can't tell anybody who it is. So everyone's panicking that it's somebody that somebody doesn't like.
Yeah.
They're going to be Phil or Mariah. Somebody's walking.
Or Silas.
Or Silas. And nobody likes Silas. So it's going to be somebody that's going to rock the boat in the house, which I was rooting for. I'm like, bring the chaos. Somebody walk in that door and light this shit on fire.
Even though we knew what it was.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
No, Steele and I talked about this before we started recording. Both of us knew, obviously, that Jasmine was pregnant. We talked about it before, maybe like 3 or 4 weeks ago. And
well,
even
she told
then,
us the confessional.
Yeah. And even then, when she talks about bringing somebody, my mind did not go to she's just going to announce her pregnancy until just before she did it.
I think, yeah, when she started talking before she got to that point,
yeah.
I was like, oh, this is what she's doing.
Yep.
And I was bummed out. I mean, it's awesome.
Super bummed out by pregnancy.
No. That's not what I'm saying. I just thought that somebody's going to walk into the house and, like, stir the pot a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it's amazing. We're super happy for her and for Silas. Again, thank you for your service. Quit being an asshole to your wife. Maybe we can support you on this show, but probably not.
See the Reddit threads just developing now.
Yeah.
Brav Bros hate pregnancy. The Brav Bros hate military. Here we go.
No. None of those things.
You're going to send Steele into a spiral.
You're going to, I'm going to
better not do it.
Nah, I'm good.
Do it.
Hey, shut the fuck up. But this is where we get, is this the first time we've seen Natalie?
Yeah, I think so.
So we get a FaceTime between
We've
Natalie.
Heard her, but we've never seen her on FaceTime yet.
We have. And this FaceTime went about exactly how I thought it would.
Yeah.
Because she's talking to Amir. She does not have his full undivided attention. That's a problem. You can go. And then the line that he says, I'm like, my man, you gotta say this out loud and listen, like record it and listen to what you just said. This is Natalie 101. She's not going to tell me how she's feeling. I have to guess. I got to figure it out because of the hints.
It's a fun game.
No, you don't.
No, it's
this
not.
This is not healthy.
You got your balls on a mantle.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Danielle Pohl. That's not, you shouldn't have to. You shouldn't have to play this game with your girlfriend.
The thing that it really comes down to for me, you know, like, come on, lady. You know you're on TV. Amir's already doing a shit job at portraying you as a good person.
He's not doing great.
He is not doing great. And I don't know if they're still together. I didn't do any research on that. But the way this season is going, if this is how your relationship is, she probably threatened to break up with him or kill him after the first episode. The way that he was talking about her.
He says every single episode, I think this is the first one he hasn't, that if there's any misstep on his part, she will murder him.
Yep.
That's not hyperbole. That's him saying that.
Uh-huh.
She will cut my dick off or kill me.
And honestly, it's a detriment to how Amir is this season.
I agree.
Amir last year was fun. He was involved in everything.
Outgoing.
I feel like he's afraid to talk to anybody. He only talks to the guys. He's afraid to talk to any of the girls because of how this is going to go with his relationship. That's not conducive to good TV, bro.
That's actually why I love the scene where they're getting into it at dinner.
Yeah.
And you get the shot of Amir and Jordan at the bar doing shots. I was like, that guy, this guy's he's fun. I forgot about this guy.
Yeah.
Like, you're just shooting the shit with Jordan. It's not, you're not being weird. You're not being flirty. You're just like talking.
Now, look, I do need it to come to a climax with Natalie showing up at the house, freaking the fuck out, being a terror. And then we get some good TV from that. And then next year you come back and Amir's single again. Well, or he's in a good relationship.
The scenes from next week or like later in this season, we do get some kind of tension between Jordan and Natalie. Or at least they're framing it as that. What I really, really, really want, I don't think it's going to happen at all, is at some point Jordan actually does catch a little, not like feelings, but a vibe. And she's actually
about catching vibes this
catching
episode.
Catching vibes, baby. But she starts to feel it a little bit from Amir because maybe he's being just friendly with her. And she's like, oh, wow, he's a really nice guy when he's not trying to hit on me, because all last year, that's all Amir was trying to do. But when he's actually genuine, I kind of like Amir. And then Natalie gets there and Jordan doesn't like Natalie because of that. And that causes some shit. These are all predictions that we're hoping for. But as you can tell, the point being, these people are great. They're super nice, emotionally intelligent. We need some shit now.
Yeah.
It's time for the shit.
We need some shit.
We need some shit. But we get a scene out by the pool with Noelle, Summer, Bria, and Shanice, and they're talking about the fact that Summer was not forthcoming with Noelle at all about what her actual relationship with Alex was. Did not expect her to say what she said. I should have.
Why?
I should have known.
She says it every opportunity she gets.
But this was like a flex. And also being upset. She was trying to flex on Noelle while also being upset about it. She said, what was I supposed to say? Like, he's been inside me. I made him come, like, I don't know how many times. It's like, whoa.
Every time that she says it, she takes it another step further. And you just don't have it. You should be going the other way.
But that's what she's trying to do there, is be like, yeah, I made him come a bunch.
Yeah,
like,
I think
whatever.
It's you're like, absolutely right. Whoa. It's absolutely a flex over Noelle, which is so fucking strange.
It was bizarre.
Because you had already told Noelle, if we go back to the first or second episode, you had already told Noelle that Alex is single and like maybe that's a good guy to go after. You can't do that if you're going to hold this over her head the whole goddamn season. And it's not like this thing just popped up out of nowhere. It's not like Alex walked into the house and was like, yo, what's up, Summer? And then told everybody that you guys hooked up over this, or I guess over the winter. You did this to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So pick a fucking side.
I don't think she knows which side to be on. I think that she still clearly has feelings for Alex. They're not being reciprocated at all. Noelle got shot down by Alex. Noelle's trying to process it and also understand why her friend Summer wouldn't at least level with her and be like, hey, just a heads up, there's a history here.
Yep.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't think Noelle, I think she would appreciate it because she would be like, oh, and you're sure you're cool with this? And Summer would say yes, even though she's not. Again, there's fireworks.
Yeah.
But whatever. It doesn't matter. Summer storms off with the super bad line. Or I guess that was from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes.
Oh, fuck me, right? Just like bounces from there. But Noelle immediately goes after her, and they have a conversation. And Noelle is so nice. She's just like, I'm sorry if you felt attacked. I didn't mean to attack you. I'm just trying to have a conversation with you. If you go back and watch, Noelle did not get amped up at all. That was a conversation that Summer just blew up, walked away.
Yep.
Noelle still takes it upon herself to be like, hey, I'm your friend. Let's work this out. Let's talk about this, which was nice of her. But
annoying.
Everyone's so nice.
I know. It's so annoying.
We're going to get it. We're going to get there because we get scenes from next week.
You promise?
We get, this is why I also said I think Summer's going to blow it up.
No, I need a promise from you.
I promise.
All right, cool.
I promise, because for this show to continue to be successful, they got to show that they can get messy, and I think they're going to. We've had more moments this season where it gets close.
Close.
And then they figure it out. So at some point, something's got to give, and I think Preston going off this episode is almost like foreshadowing that we're getting to the point where they're no longer trying to look good. And they're like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm about to say some shit. So I think we're getting there. But we get to dinner and Jasmine gives a toast. It's really nice. And this is where she says, our guest has already been here. I'm pregnant. Baby Cooper, which took me a sec to realize, like, oh, that's the baby's name. That's not their last name. Because I'm an idiot. So baby Cooper. And the craziest part, she's like, I'm tired of sucking in. And she stops sucking in. I'm like, oh, she's like,
showing. I didn't know. Can you do that?
Apparently.
Pregnancy.
Do you know how hard that would be to suck in a pregnant belly all day long?
She's got abs just from that, probably.
For sure, without a doubt. It's insane. She lets it go, and I'm like, damn, like you're showing that, which is amazing. But how did you hide that as well as you did?
And why did you hide it so long?
The funniest part is that everybody knows.
Except for Nick.
Except for Amir.
Yeah.
Amir.
No, I thought it was Nick.
No, it was Amir. Oh, okay. Amir's on the camera. He goes, am I really the only one that didn't know? Like, damn, that's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Which it is. But it was really funny and on brand for Amir. But we find out that Silas can't come home. This is wild.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to be discharged
until
you have proof of life of the baby. Like, until the baby is born, you cannot leave, which is insane. So it adds a different dynamic to it that I don't think we think about or talk about enough is the fact that we've known she's pregnant. We know that he's deployed, but she handles herself extremely well in most cases. And like you see her break down a couple of times, but to be pregnant solo, your husband's deployed, you're worried about him, you're worried if he's going to get extended on his leave or his deployment, and then he's not going to be back because he's already not going to be there for the birth. Like she's dealing with a ton of shit while also trying to fix a lot of or repair a lot of relationships from last summer when things did not go well. She needs to get more credit.
Yeah.
And I don't think we've getting enough credit. I don't think the castmates are giving enough credit. Like, she's doing a whole lot and handling herself extremely well while also being pregnant. Like, she deserves all the kadoos.
Yeah.
Kadoos. But I, again, love this idea. Very poor execution.
The talent show?
One Night at the Apollo. Did you watch that?
Yeah.
I used to watch One Night at the Apollo. It was on late night. It would just come on, like, whatever channel I was watching. It was one of those shows that after a certain time at night, they would just run the same shows over and over again.
VH1, maybe?
Was it? I just remember One Night at the Apollo would be on for, like, 3 hours afterwards.
Yeah.
And I would just sit there and watch, like, random shit. But I thought this was a great idea. Everybody sucked. Nobody was good. And Alex is annoying because we know you can sing. That's like a cop out. Find something funnier to do than that. Didn't appreciate that. The first act is meowing. When they were meowing earlier in the mirror, I thought that was just a thing before they're going out. That
warming
was
up their voice. Practicing. Yeah, now.
That was just that meowing. Was bananas.
Yeah.
And then I appreciated that Jordan dresses like Nick and Nick dresses like Jordan. Thought they were going to do more there. They just dressed up.
Yep.
That's not talent.
Nope.
At least Jasmine put herself out there and did a rap. It was a bad rap.
It was a bad rap.
But she tried. I appreciated that.
I'm going to power rank them. I'm definitely going to power rank.
I wrote down what everybody did, so you go ahead. Okay.
So I'm going to power rank, and I'm going to say, Amir very clearly just put it into ChatGPT.
Yeah, but
1,000%.
At least he had like an actual performance. I feel like you can't even you can't even register some of those as performances.
Yeah. Number one was Preston as the judge.
Oh, good call.
1,000%.
Yeah, he was fun.
Nobody was better than that. I'm going to put... I'll put Amir second because, like you said, he at least did something. I'm going to put... I don't know.
There's Bria and Milo, Alex singing, Lil Jazz, Jordan and Nick.
I'm going to put Jordan and Nick, and then I'm going to put Bria and Milo. Then I'm going to put the meowing.
You're putting Jasmine
last. I'm going to put Jasmine. I'm going to put Jasmine above the meowing. Then I'm going to put the meowing, and then I'm going to put Alex. Because again, dude, we know you can sing.
We know you can sing.
And it just makes everybody uncomfortable.
It's just annoying.
It's the same thing as somebody whipping out a guitar at a party. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody cares.
We get it.
Do something else.
Agreed. Could not agree more. Mine would be, if you're ranking it, Preston won. But if you're just going off of the talent show, I'm going to go Amir 1, Jasmine 2, because they both at least had things prepared.
Yeah.
I feel like no one else put the time in. 3, I'm going Jordan and Nick. 4, I'm going Alex because, again, at least it was something. And then last place is a tie between Bria and Milo, Summer, Shanice, and Noel.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what that was. You're using your dog and doing... she put Milo on her feet unsuccessfully and then just rolled over on the floor.
Like gymnastics.
No, she didn't. She laid
she
on
did
her
a
back
and handspring.
Did she?
Yeah.
It's okay,
the first thing she
then,
did.
Then
that's why I put her up a little higher.
She now gets to go higher than.
It's also rodeo day too, so she did like you know what the rodeo clown does, sort of to an extent. They do some gymnastics out there.
That's what you think rodeo clowns do?
Sometimes gymnastics? They do that. I've seen them. I've seen rodeo clowns. On
their goal is to
video.
Distract the bull.
Sometimes they use gymnastics to do that. What's a better way to distract them?
I mean, I guess they
big
do
red
like
flag, little gymnastics.
All right, I'll give you that. Fine.
Come on.
But that's the episode. Like I said, not a whole lot popped off. We managed to talk about it for almost an hour because we love this show. But as you can tell, we're getting to a point where we just want a little bit more because they're doing great in so many aspects. They just need to find that stride, that balance between chaos and calmness. And then they will be one of the better shows on right now, honestly. Like they're that close to being a great show. So I hope that they can, you know, play in the mud a little bit.
Very true.
Just a little bit. But we got some questions, so let's jump in.
First one up, very self-explanatory from Mary Had a Little. Is Summer not so secretly in love with Alex? Yes.
Yeah. Period.
Period. That's all we have to say. Ooh. Diana and Jiri. Jordan thinks she's getting the villain edit and says production cut scenes. Do we believe her?
She's getting a villain edit?
I don't think she's really getting much of a villain edit. I think she did a little bit in the beginning with the whole Jasmine thing.
Yeah, but I don't.
But I don't know. I think that this might just be. I don't think Jordan's done a whole lot in the last like five episodes.
She hasn't. And like that could be stemming from, you know,
I get the cut scenes, sure, but you know.
She could be upset. There's definitely cut scenes. But I'm not. I'm not getting a villain from anybody, even Bria, who you could argue is the villain. And yeah. She's not even a villain. She's just annoying.
I agree. Angel Renee said, why is Bria so mad at Mariah when she fought Summer last season too? I agree with that.
Because she gets stuck on shit, and if she doesn't get her way or people don't agree with her, she goes off the rails, which is what we're seeing. If anybody in that house had agreed with her, this wouldn't be a problem. It would not have blown up. They would have talked it out. They probably would have settled it by now. Instead, she's at dinner. No one's agreeing with her, so she ramps it up, storms off. Watch season one. She does it every time shit pops off.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I'll do two more here. From Krista_Leanne. Does it feel like everybody is trying to have a quote-unquote moment in every episode?
No.
I don't think so. I don't think that they're... I guess for better or for worse, they're not too hyper-focused on the fact that there's cameras everywhere.
They don't seem to be.
But they don't seem to be doing a whole lot. I think, you know, I think Summer is. I think Summer has relived that moment a million times this season. But other than that, I don't think anybody else is really trying to have a moment. They're all kind of doing the same shit that they did last year.
What I'm getting more so than that, nobody wants to come off looking bad.
Yeah.
Everyone's trying to paint a picture of they are not crazy. Like, they're a good person, they're in touch with their emotions. That's what I'm getting way more than that. And that's where I want them to get a little unhinged sometimes. It's not going to question, like, who you are as a person inherently, but you can go off the rails a little bit. Like, we want to see that shit.
Agreed. And last one here from RMEB124. If you participated in Apollo Night with the crew, what would your talent be? I think that you and I would play the word game that we played yesterday.
Oh, should we do it real quick?
I think we got time.
Yeah, we got time. All right. You ready?
Yep.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Garden.
Sixers.
Ooh.
Okay.
Hold on.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, yeah, okay, go.
Okay, so we got Garden.
Yeah. And Sixers.
And Sixers.
Uh-huh.
3, 2, 1.
And Melon.
Damn. Okay. See, this is what we do, though. Then we get stuck on shit.
Yeah.
So you're at Melon, I'm at Embiid.
It's tough.
Not if you say the word I'm thinking, because I can't give you hints.
No, you can't
give
me hints.
3, 2, 1.
Basketball. Yeah! Good job.
We did it.
Way to go. We got it.
I think I gave too many hints.
Yeah, you gave way too many hints.
Yeah, damn. Well, okay. We'll give ourselves a half point. We're getting better.
Yeah, we are getting better.
We got to remember to do that at the beginning of the show.
Yep.
Segments don't do
the
as
the talent
well
would be the we would get it in the first word.
Yeah.
That would be the talent. And if we didn't, we would just stop.
And we would dress in dumb and dumber suits.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
But other than that, remember, we got our live show coming up on May 3rd in D.C. at Union Stage. We got Candace Dillard coming out, Chris Bassett's coming out, Ryan Bailey's coming out. It's going to be an absolute blast. So get tickets. Link is in our Instagram bio to do so. Another announcement. For those of you that have Spotify that don't do the YouTube thing, we are now on Spotify in video form. I don't know why I said that so weird. I should have just said, you can watch us on Spotify now.
You have to listen. You'll get better at
it. We're on Spotify in video form.
In video form.
So there you go. If you have Spotify, when you click play, you can actually watch the entire episode. So give it a watch, give it a gander. And we had one person message us and say, this is the first time I've seen you guys, and I love the Studi Bro.
Wow, look at that.
Yeah, love that.
How about that?
Other than that, you got anything else?
No, as Steele already said, I need to go coach a, Little League team or something?
You walked in my house and said, well, you got a kid's soccer game, didn't I?
Yeah, kid's soccer game, yeah.
You got khakis on, you got khakis a polo shirt, and you got your orthopedic shoes on.
Yep.
You look like a dad. Why are you saying?
I don't know. You want to call me dad?
We got to go. I got to talk. Oh, I thought you were going to say that you were maybe a dad.
I'm pregnant.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say, is that you're pregnant. Uh-huh. Rob Bros are out of here. Jesus.
Hey, hey, it's Donna from Daily Dose of Donna. Every weekday afternoon on the Daily Dose of Donna podcast, I cover all of the reality TV and celeb gossip and breaking news. I'm a former TV casting director. My husband works in reality TV, and I live for the housewives, the sister wives, the southern charmers, and the summer housers. And let's be honest, all of the drama. I'll give you a day's worth of celebrity and reality news weekday afternoons in just under an hour. New episodes of Daily Dose of Donna post weekday afternoons and are now available in video on Spotify. Subscribe to Daily Dose of Donna, that's D-A-N-A, on your podcast app.